Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So last week, or I think about a week and a half ago, one of my listeners asked why I wasn't more critical of John Fetterman and him not providing his medical records to show he's fit to serve. And I don't really like to criticize a lot of individuals. I'm not very critical at all of certain things. But with John Fetterman, I had a much different approach. You know, and I think Dr. Oz could kind of put himself into a corner if he doesn't do this right. Dr. Oz, you know, once I heard that he was going to be up against Fetterman, I knew he was going to have a big challenge, because it's very difficult as a doctor for you to, you know, mudsling when you have an individual who actually, remember, Dr. Oz is a cardiologist. Even though he was on Oprah and had a Dr. Oz show and would talk about poop, he's a cardiologist. So cardiologists are one of the doctors, and including neurologists, as well as, you know, physical therapists and occupational therapists. But, you know, cardiologists are kind of the doctors that take care of people with stroke. So when you're a physician and you're trying not to commit ableism, which we spoke about, which we're going to talk about again, which is it's you're damned if you do, damned if you don't with that. And we'll talk about what that is in a little bit. But, you know, how do you sit there and say that somebody with a stroke is not fit to serve, can't do, when you as a cardiologist send people back to work with, you know, who had strokes, and send people back to work and make sure they're functioning? And when you're a physician, your job is to make sure your patients can function and do the job duties that they want. If they can't, then you have to make a recommendation saying, look, he can't fly. He's on certain medications and he can't fly. You know, or he's at high risk for another stroke. So he can't be in certain positions where, let's say, depending on this, the cause of his stroke. You know, if the cause of his stroke was a bleed, then he can't be in certain, you know, situations where he'll sustain a lot of trauma. If his stroke was clot, thrombogenic, then, you know, he has to be doing activities where he's not sitting for 8 hours a day. He has to keep moving. He has to, you know, so there's a lot of work accommodations. So when, you know, John Fetterman has refused to provide additional medical records to prove he's fit to serve, I think it's one of these issues that's a distractor. And it's actually going to feed into the Fetterman camp. People are going to think he's getting beat up on. Now, the call to make sure somebody is fit to serve is a very justified one. But we have right now a system that doesn't necessarily demand that. The fact that Biden got elected, when we all noticed that he had cognitive issues, and the fact that he's still in office with cognitive issues, it's one of those things where we didn't really make it an issue with our commander-in-chief, who has to, you know, man the football and nuclear codes. So are we going to make it a big deal about a governor of Pennsylvania? You have Greg Abbott, who's in a wheelchair with paralysis. Is he more fit to serve or less fit? Who is going to define the serve? Now, you do need to have some basic functions and able to speak and think clearly, etc. But does auditory processing mean you can't necessarily perform senatorial tasks? I think it would be difficult if you can't auditorily process. I think if you have a lack of cognition, you are going to have a problem in any branch of the government. but we're not testing the cognition of our executive branch. We're not testing the cognition of our judicial branch. I mean, how lucid was Ruth Bader Ginsburg? You know, or I mean, how do we know? Did anybody test? So to demand that Fetterman, you know, release his records, I think might be hurting Oz. Because it's making it look like the doctor is beating up on a patient. And I know that's not what people want to think is going on, but a stroke is serious. And the people who are going to vote for Fetterman have already decided. In fact, early voting is about underway, I believe, in Pennsylvania. So a stroke is serious. If you're comfortable with somebody who has a stroke serving, then you're going to vote for them because you like the D or you think he's going to do a good job. But I don't think at this point you're going to change people's minds. Those who don't want him in office aren't going to vote for him. Just knowing he had a stroke was enough. Would the medical records where the doctor says, well, look, he had a stroke, so he's on these medications, is that going to make a difference? The fact that he had a stroke is already one of the most significant things. Now, does he suffer from emotional outbursts? Does he have memory loss? Does he have cognitive issues? Okay, with some strokes, you can't. You know that you can't. It doesn't mean all. So if that's what they're looking for, then they need to be more specific. What the Oz team should do is look, you know, and he even said, he said people with disabilities can serve and he thinks they should serve. But they keep saying that they want, you know, to know if Fetterman is fit to serve. Well, what is it? Are you worried about his memory loss? Are you worried about, because honestly, the Republicans could take this a whole different way and say, look, if he does have cognitive deficit, that could disqualify him. And then they could use that for Biden or for anybody else. The problem is people were accusing Trump of having cognitive deficits. So now it all depends on who's the doctor that writes the letter. And then you could have a doctor saying, oh, yeah, my patient's completely fine. So some of these medical records still have subjectivity. So what is it objectively in Fetterman's record that would prevent him from being in the Senate? Is auditory processing enough? I don't know if we've established that. Or issues with auditory processing. So the fact that Fetterman isn't forthcoming and opening up about that could open up a can of worms for us who wants to know about his finances and how, you know, serious a Pennsylvanian he is. But it's definitely taken a different turn. Once Fetterman accused Oz of being a Cowboys fan, and I'm a Cowboys fan, I'm like, come on, really? 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So the Biden administration has extended COVID a public health emergency. Now, this is weeks after he said the pandemic is over. And the, I know, you guys are worried about Fetterman. Fetterman is lucid compared to this. Biden was, and I tried to defend Biden. I tried to give him an out. And when he had said that the pandemic was over a few weeks back, I said, I think what he meant to say is that COVID is not a current emergency. It's not a current public health emergency. The pandemic is still out there, and we still have, you know, multiple countries throughout the globe still, you know, having it in pandemic proportions. And a pandemic could be looked at a few different ways, depending on how you define it. Pandemic is there a disease that is ubiquitous throughout the globe, affects multiple countries, affects multiple people, and still causes hospitalization and death, then yeah, COVID does. COVID's still out there. If it's a new illness that's starting to spread and it's spreading throughout and we're discombobulated and chaotic and not able to handle it, then I don't know if we're in a pandemic state. So I you know, gave Biden an out, and I said probably what he meant to say was we aren't in an emergency mode. Well, then all of a sudden here we have, yeah, they're extending the COVID public health emergency. So I see why. So the public health emergency, if you remember, was on January 27th of 2020. The Health and Human Services had declared the pandemic to be a public health emergency. The official declaration was made because you had a disease or a disorder that presented an emergency to public health. These can last 90 days, or as you can see, it's going to be lasting about 3 years now. So a public health emergency, its definition can be, can be debated. But to me, a public health emergency is, all right, guys, all hands on deck. Our hospitals are going to be overflowing. We're going to have a lot of sick people. We're going to have to institute with the public health emergency protocols, teams, outreach, vaccination. You know, we might even need our military to help administer medical care, but we need all hands on deck. Well, in terms of COVID, right now we don't necessarily need to do that. You know, we got the pharmacies giving vaccines. We got medications out there. We got people knowing to isolate. We're not necessarily in emergency all hands on deck. On the flip side, though, we're always all hands on deck during the winter season. The winter season is a mess. In fact, there's a lot of medical offices that say, look, you know, with the exception of Christmas and Thanksgiving, can we please limit, you know, our use of vacation time? Because this is our busy time. For me, I rarely go away during this time of year. And if I do, I really hate to do so because this is the busy time of year. The family had gotten a really, really great rate to go to Hawaii. Right before the pandemic, this was 2019, so this was right as COVID was starting. And it was so busy, and the boss was asking for help that, you know, I had seen 80 patients that day over the phone. I just had the family bring me food, and I'm supposed to be on vacation. But to me, that was an emergency. That was all hands on deck. You know, we're struggling. But every winter we struggle. We always struggle every winter. Our hospitals are overextended. We always have flu. We have pneumonia. We don't have enough medical institutions. We don't have enough medical staff. So if they're saying this winter is going to be a public health emergency, they're not wrong. You know, but does it have to be because of COVID? So according to AP News, the Biden administration said yesterday that the public health emergency is going to continue to extend through January 11th, which would basically bring it to almost 3 years. They are bracing for a spike in cases this winter. And we will have COVID this winter. I told you guys. COVID's coming in waves. We see Europe grappling with the wave. I told you a couple weeks ago hospitalizations were rising in the UK. No shock there. We know this isn't going to hit us by surprise. My problem is we're also going to have flu, pneumonia. I expect some really bad weather with the winter. I also expect heating crisis. And on top of all of this, I expect inflation. I think we have also a public health emergency because we have such bad inflation that people aren't buying their medications and they aren't going to the medical providers to save money so they can pay for heat, so they can pay for gas. That's a public health emergency. But they're using it because of COVID. Now, why? Well, from a political standpoint, if you remember correctly, for them to do everything they wanted to do in terms of college debt, in terms of a lot of the giveaways, it had to be under the guise of, well, because of COVID, we're in a pandemic. So once the president announced on national television that we don't have a pandemic, we're not in a pandemic anymore, now everybody's grappling going, no, that's not what he meant to say, because they have spending and legislation they still want to do. COVID gave politicians some extra leeway that they never had, and they want to milk it for all they got. My issue is declaring something a public health emergency. I don't mind you doing it if you're going to do what needs to be done. Can we limit and prevent the flood of people coming across the border? Because that's going to tax the healthcare system already in the border countries. Are we you know, doing something about increasing hospital access and clinic access? Because now that we're taking in so many more people, there's less beds. There's less, you know, there's, we took in a huge chunk of the population. Are we doing something about Obamacare and the huge deductibles that came about after 2009 that completely screwed over individuals who wanted just some regular health insurance? So the declaration enabled the emergency authorization of COVID vaccine, testing, treatments for free. It expanded Medicaid coverage to millions of people. And then it temporarily opened up telehealth access for Medicare recipients. It enabled doctors to collect the same rates for those visits and encouraging health networks to adopt telehealth technology. So basically, I used to never get paid for phone calls, and I would spend hours on the phone with patients. Once the public health emergency happened, it allowed us to, it then allowed, you know, there to be, you know, doctors getting paid to take care of people at the house, at home. And then I work for a telemedicine company that just pays me per patient. So the free COVID tests have now stopped. They stopped sending them in the mail. They said it ran out of money. Well, then why don't you collect the student loans or have the colleges buy down the student debt? Then we would have more money if you collected on student loans. And if you want to give students a reprieve, get the colleges to help pay for that. So, you know, free vaccines are fantastic. It's nice that I don't have to pay for the vaccine. It's nice that we got free COVID tests. But the other problem with the COVID tests is many of them don't work. When patients tell me, you know, they tested positive, and I go, great, you know, when did you start your symptoms? Oh, 3 days ago, but I was negative on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. And I'm like, well, okay, here we are now, you know, days later. That doesn't help. So, you know, this public health emergency, I get why they're doing it. I will shut my mouth, bite my tongue, because our hospitals are going to be overwhelmed. They always are every year, whether it's COVID or flu. So it is going to be a mess. Personally, as I've said, I really think the way we do our summer break and winter break for kids should change. I think kids being off 3 months in the summer when there's less illnesses and only off 2 weeks in the winter, I think maybe that should change, where we have a much longer winter break where they could be home and away from infectious disease. But then during the summer, they could be in school. The kids get bored anyway. I keep saying this. And I know teachers don't like it because teachers love having their summers off because they could do another job. They could, you know. But honestly, a longer winter break will prevent a lot of kids getting sick, a lot of kids ending up in the hospital. A lot of kids take off anyway. Not to mention now it allows you to travel. You know, when I was in medical school, I only had 2 weeks vacation time for that year. So I used those 2 weeks to get married and go on a honeymoon to get my butt back to training because it was winter time. Taking 2 weeks off in the winter was almost impossible. So, I don't know. We could rethink a lot of things. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Retail sales for September are coming in lower than expectations. Economists were looking for a slight increase, but the final number came in flat. Gasoline sales fell by nearly 1.5%, but general merchandise sales just about canceled that out. Meantime, Americans are going to bars and restaurants as spending at those locations rose by 0.5%. A 15-year-old boy is in custody in connection to a series of shootings in Raleigh, North Carolina, that killed 5 people, including an off-duty police officer. Police Chief Estrella Patterson saying shots were fired starting around 5 o'clock last night. The teen suspect was arrested and transferred to a hospital in critical condition. In total, the suspect shot 7. So far this week, at least 12 police officers have been shot since Monday. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm of the feeling that when there are these very, very hot topic issues that have to do with somebody's identity, somebody's decision with their doctor on how to manage an unwanted pregnancy, that the government stays out, the taxpayer stays out. This is between what an individual wants to do, how they decide to go through with their transitioning, you know, what they want to do is between them, their provider, and that all gets worked out. If they have trouble funding, there might be some private charities and organizations, but if you keep the public out of it, especially not asking them to pay, then the public will have to keep their opinion out of it. And it just allows more privacy. But that's not the way the situation is. The situation is such that Americans do pay for abortions. They do pay for transgender transitioning. And so when people say, why aren't people, you know, butting out? Well, if you're going to ask them to pay for it, they feel like they can butt in. So we're being told that in Florida, 9,000 trans individuals use Medicaid for their treatments. 5 million Floridians are enrolled in Medicaid. In June, the state said, look, we're not going to use state money on gender-affirming care. And the state implemented a rule in August that blocks the jointly funded state and federal Medicaid program from covering the cost of gender-affirming care, including hormone therapy or surgery. This could cost thousands of dollars. It could cost thousands of dollars for somebody out of pocket, but it can cost thousands of dollars, you know, in terms of tax dollars for each person. A coalition of trans rights groups filed a lawsuit against Florida over the ban, claiming the treatments are medically necessary, safe, and effective. U.S. District Judge Robert Hinkle said there's nothing wrong with the state, saying they will approve treatment for this and not that. That's what he said. He said the trans rights groups have failed to demonstrate the rule would cause irreparable harm if it were not blocked in court. So Florida is one of 10 states that has banned transgender care from being covered by Medicaid. This is tricky. Okay, you know, having transgender individuals in our extended family, all right, I get that it is something that is, you know, to them considered something medically necessary, and I get that. But they aren't asking, you know, taxpayers to pay for it. They aren't asking, you know, their and whatever decision they make in terms of their change is is again between them and their provider. But, you know, should government money go to that? And, you know, as it's interesting because you have a lot of individuals. Let's say you have a female that doesn't want breasts. And they don't want breasts because they worry that one day they'll get cancer. They don't necessarily have the BRCA gene, but 90% of breast cancers happen in people who don't have a family history. So let's say you have a woman with breasts. She wants to get surgery. She wants to have less breast tissue. She wants to also make them perkier. You know, maybe use implants. If somebody wants to get that cosmetic surgery, is that, should that be on the taxpayer dollars or should that be on them? Now, I don't want to think that somebody who needs to do something medically has to pay for it themselves. We need to have a better system. And I would like private insurance to cover more of these, even though they don't. But you have a lot of individuals that say, look, you know, the size of my testicles are embarrassing to me. It's affecting me emotionally. It's medically necessary for me to get those fixed. And you can't. Urological settings will allow, if you have certain issues, you know, to get that paid through your insurance. So, when do we decide that, you know, gender affirming and transitioning is medical versus cosmetic? I mean, as a woman, I would love a lot changed. If somebody said, look, here are all the surgeries you could do. This surgery, you know, they, you know, could reduce some of the fat that you have. That could help you with your heart, lungs. Oh, my God, I'd love it. Not necessarily liposuction, but I would love certain body sculpting. And absolutely, that could help my heart. That could be life-saving. Yes, pay for it. No, you have to pay for it yourself. I mean, so where does it end? And I'm not equating cosmetic surgery to gender-affirming surgery, but to change a penis to a vagina, or, you know, making a phallus that's a penis. That takes a lot of time, a lot of medical treatments, a lot of money to have your breasts removed. Breast surgery is expensive. These things are expensive. And I think there's a lot of individuals who do not like their breasts. Do they have to say they're gender affirming to get the government to pay for it? I don't want my breasts. I want them off. Is that, you know, and so we do have to take a look at what we're using our Medicaid dollars for. Gender transition surgeries are going to go up. There's going to be more people who want them. Who pays for it? You know, personally, I want government out of it. I think if somebody wants to transition, they should not have this so publicly debated, so publicly controversial. But it is because you're involving the public to pay for it. The public knows their taxes are going to go up to pay for these additional things. Yet when they had COVID and they needed oxygen and there was an oxygen shortage, they got sent home. So how do they get to be the one that gets the funding? And so I'm mixed. Like I said, you know, I support transgender rights. I just don't think it should involve and it should draw and be a burden on other individuals who have medical issues that also need to be paid for. When you have Americans without insurance who struggle with asthma or COPD and they didn't smoke, should that be covered? What do we cover? What don't we? And we have a lot of individuals that don't have coverage. They don't qualify for Medicaid. So, you know, we have to triage. At some point, the money's going to run out. And what are we going to use the money for? And if a priority is going to be for gender-affirming surgery, then you're going to have individuals that go, look, I could get medical care if I change my identity. So then let me do that. At least then I could get into the doctor. Because in order for a doctor to do the gender-affirming surgery, you have to pass a pre-op physical. If you don't pass that pre-op physical, then they have to send you to an internist or family doc to figure out your numbers and you know, figure out why you're not passing. So that might be the way around it is, you know, you, I mean, this is what we need to kind of figure this out. And so I don't know what the answer is. It is expensive. It is, I would not recommend a surgery done on a child who has no idea what they want later in life, especially from a, puberty standpoint. Like I said, as a little girl, if you told me I could be a boy, I could be like my dad and not my mom, not have a period, get to, you know, do the boy stuff, which I thought was a lot more fun, and I could pee standing up, I would have told you as a young kid, oh, hell yeah, make me a boy. I am so glad I'm not a boy. I love the fact that I'm a woman. I love being a woman. I'm a cis woman, and I love it. I love having kids. I love having a husband. But as a kid, I thought being a boy was cooler. Your wants change. What I wanted in the fifth grade was way different than the seventh grade, was way different than the ninth grade, was way different than in college, was way different when I was already married. So, you know, this isn't an easy topic. 1-877-DOC-TOLLY, don't go away.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So we lost, and I apologize, my computer just crashed. Oh, man. We lost Robbie Coltrane. Robbie Coltrane has died at the age of 72. He played Hagrid in the Harry Potter movies. He was in GoldenEye. Gosh, I think he was even in one of the Ocean's movies. I think the Ocean 12. And we don't have a cause of death, but Robbie Coltrane, a brilliant actor who we've seen for decades in movies, has passed at the age of 72, according to his agent. He's Scottish-born. He was in GoldenEye, World Is Not Enough. He had apparently had passed. We don't exactly know why, but he is one of the most famous for playing Hagrid in the Harry Potter series, and I think he was in all the movies. And so, we're seeing tributes, and obviously people, you know, want to know what happened and how and why, and I get it, and I wish I had more answers for you, but, you know, sadly, when you lose, you know, an icon such as that, it's not easy. And so, you know, may he rest in peace. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I'm not vacationing a lot. I just, you know, want to save money. But the one thing I have to do is whenever the kids, and I got big kids, but whenever they want to go to Disneyland, I want to go. And I just love that they want to spend time with me. Maybe it's because they want me to pay for it. Maybe that's why. I don't know. But anyway, I think one of my sons is definitely going with his girlfriend, wants us to come. But it's expensive. Luckily, I was able to get my tickets early. But we're being told that Disneyland has now hiked their prices again, and tickets are up to $244 per day. The Fast Pass hits an extra $25. Some people valet. We walk to it. So a valet apparently is up to $65. Preferred parking surges to $50. And there, you know, sometimes Disneyland is a sign of the times. So for those of you going, inflation isn't that bad. We're not in a recession. Watch and see what Disneyland and Disney World do. So we've been told that Disneyland and Disney California Adventure have risen their prices by at least 8%. One-day tickets range from a $104 to $179. The Park Hopper ticket is now priced at $244. The ticket prices were last increased October 2021. The one park ticket has now risen 44% in the last 5 years. Now, Walt Disney Company stock has fallen 46% in the last year, but so many companies have lost a crap load in stock. And I find it fascinating that people still pay. I'm going to be going there Halloween weekend. And I am expecting it to be hours upon hours of lines, crowds. You know, people have asked, why do I go to Disneyland? Why? Because I do it a special way. Okay, the way I do Disneyland, my friend taught me, is where you're at the gate at the crack of dawn. And you try to get an early entry, like if you stay on the resort, although the resort hotels are expensive. But if you could get like the Morning Madness or the Magic Morning or the early entry, you get to be in the park an hour before everybody else does. Now, when we tried to do that last year, they said, oh, sorry, with COVID, we stopped it. And I'm like, you're kidding me. Why didn't you put that on the website? Because we wouldn't have bought the ticket if here. We wouldn't have stayed here if we didn't think we could do the early morning. But one way to make it work is if you can do that early entry where you're in the park an hour before everybody else. Even though there's still thousands of people there, the lines are minimal. Then an hour later, people go, and most people will run to either Star Wars or they'll run to Space Mountain, or with the kids, they'll run to the most, you know, the fancy long rides. And you still have, until about 11 a.m., some pretty nice wait times. By 11, 12, and mind you, I start the day at about 6, 7. By 11, we eat. Now the lines are starting to be an hour, hour and a half long. So for most of the rides that we want, we've hit most of the rides we wanted to by then, so we eat. Then we head over to the other park, do a couple fast passes there. Then we might hit dinner. Maybe we take a nap. Maybe we don't. I'm older now, so we might try and take a nap. I'm hoping not because there's just too much to see. Then dinner time. And then you hang out and you watch the fireworks and maybe hit a couple of the rides as the park closes. Now, before, what would happen is if the park closed at midnight after 10 p.m., the ride wait time would drop drastically. Sadly, the older, you know, kids and stuff, they're there late night. So I've noticed some changes. But I have it down such that I don't necessarily sit in the middle of the heat in a line for 2 hours. So I like, and the kids are happy. It's a good exercise. It's a great exercise. And it just, I don't know, makes me happy. To me, it's the happiest place on earth. But not with that money. And a lot of the free perks Disney had, a lot of the, you know, extra little, you know, goodies and things they did, they're limited. I think labor costs are high. I think a lot of the extra expenses that California, you know, forces upon on their employers. And so the, you know, parking's going up, all this stuff is going up, merchandise. So, you know, for those of you that are looking for a cheap vacation, I don't know if that's really the way to go. All right, I would probably say, you know, maybe go camping. I like, yeah. Because I tell you, I'm going to be coming back from this trip going, what did I just spend? But again, if it's a great way to get exercise, have fun, you know, feel like a kid again, I'm up for it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Reno, Nevada is in the news. And I went to school in Reno. I lived there for a couple of years to go to medical school. And then because the hospital wasn't as busy as Southern Nevada, we did a lot of our training in Southern Nevada. And then I trained at my last year at UCLA. So we got a lot more patients. But Reno has gotten bigger over the past decade or two, such that now housing prices are up by 70% in the last 4 years. Locals are ticked because they're being priced out. And Washoe County, where Reno lies, is a fantastic county. Reno was one of the kept best secrets. I couldn't afford to buy property there because, you know, I was always, you know, with the kids and with the office and with Obamacare. I never had extra money to invest. I wish I did, but we just didn't have that money. And when I lived up there, I rented an apartment. I rented an apartment with another medical student or somebody from the college. So I couldn't afford to buy anything years ago. Of course, I wish I did, but when you don't have the money, you can't regret something you never were able to do. But what's interesting about Reno, Nevada, is it's on the Nevada side of the California-Nevada border. So it's cheaper. No state income tax. You know how we said Mark Wahlberg was coming to Vegas, Nevada, to give his kids a better life? You are able to have a real, decent living arrangement compared to what you're spending on the other side in California. You also have Lake Tahoe nearby. You have a lot of nature. You're only a few hours from Sacramento and San Francisco. You get snow in the winter. You get a winter. You don't get a horrible, horrible winter where you always have to, shovel your driveway, but you get enough snow to feel like you get winter. So you get four seasons there. And Reno, I think, is one of the best kept secrets. The problem is now it's costing more money. It does have casinos, does have entertainment, does have, beautiful neighborhoods. Unemployment is only at 0.8%. You don't have as much woke or liberalism as you do in other cities. So a lot of people have fled to Reno to get away from some of the politics. Washoe County seems to be a little bit more conservative than Clark County, which is in the south where Las Vegas is. But the problem is property now is getting higher. And as Nevada is starting to be kind of overcome by people that have money from other more fancier, liberal states, then, yeah, the politics can change. So when people ask, what's it like living in Reno? I loved it. It was fantastic. It wasn't very politically charged. It was, it was nice. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.